We can thank God for this technology which unites us together today.
那我们要感谢神呢, 有这样的技术, 让我们能够, 今天依然能够联系起来。
Now I'm going to, in the will of the Lord, over the next 5 weeks, including tonight, going to look at the book of James.
那按照, 若是神许可呢, 按照我的计划, 我想, 包括今晚在内的, 未来加起来的一共五次的时间呢, 我们一起来学习一下雅各书。
It's a small book with 5 chapters.
那这是一本很短的新约的书信, 一共也只有5章。
And in the will of the Lord, we'll take a chapter tonight, the first chapter, and then a chapter each in the succeeding 4 weeks.
那主若许可, 我们会今晚呢, 学习雅各书第一章, 然后呢, 之后每一次呢, 学习雅各书的一章。
Now this is a small book, as I mentioned, but it's full of practical Christian living.
虽然这是一卷很小的书, 但是它却充满了非常实用的基督徒的生活的教导。
Also, it's really a test of your faith and mine.
当然这也真的是你的和我的一个信心的考量啊，考验。
James continually brings attention to the kind of faith that produces works.
因为雅各真的把我们带到那样的一种信心, 就是带来行为的信心这个层面。
That is, a faith which is a living faith, not a passive or dead faith.
这就意味着信心是一个活着的信心, 而不是一个死的、被动的、口头的信心。
So turn with me to the near the back of our New Testaments, to the book of James. It follows the book of Hebrews, and we will read a couple of verses.
好, 让我们一起翻到圣经新约的很靠后的部分, 在希伯来书之后的一卷书, 雅各书, 我们开始来读。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Of chapter 1.
第一章的第一节, 雅各书。
James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各, 请散住12个支派之人的安。
Now, first of all, who is this James?
首先,我们先要弄明白谁是这个雅各。
There are 3 James that are mentioned in the New Testament.
新约呢,提及了3个雅各的名字。
2 of them were disciples of the Lord Jesus chosen by him.
两个呢,是主耶稣的使徒或者门徒,他拣选的,耶稣选的。
There was, of course, the well-known James, the son of Zebedee, the brother of John.
那有一个呢,就是很著名的,约翰的弟弟,雅各,西庇太的两个儿子之一。And
James, the son of Zebedee, was the first martyr of the church. He was killed early in the Christian era.
那希伯太的两个儿子之一这个雅各呢,是最早殉道的,他在很快之后就殉道了。
There was another James chosen by the Lord. His name was James the son of Alphaeus, who was also the brother of Jude, another disciple chosen by the Lord, not Judas Iscariot. He was the brother of Jude, not Judas Iscariot.
那另外一个雅各呢? 也是主的门徒,他和犹大,不是卖主的那个犹大,另外一个犹大,他们俩是兄弟,也是都是主12门徒之一。But
then there was another James.
然后就有第三个雅各。And
he was the half-brother of our Lord Jesus.
他呢,是主耶稣同母的弟弟。Galatians
chapter 1 verse 19.
好，我们来看加拉太书的一章的十九节，新约加拉太书。
Paul, after his conversion, went up to Jerusalem, and he says in verse 19, But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother.
加拉太书一章十九节，这是保罗所写的，至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。
Now this James...of course, became very prominent in Jerusalem, and became a leader of the apostles in Jerusalem, or the disciples in Jerusalem.
所以显然这个雅各呢，在之后使徒时代的耶路撒冷呢，是非常的也著名，而且是一个教会的领袖，主的弟弟雅各。
Then we read that he presided over the a council in Jerusalem when the returning missionaries, Paul and Barnabas, had a question regarding the Gentiles and whether they should keep the law.
同样呢，在使徒行传里，我们注意到呢，这个雅各也是主持耶路撒冷会议的。那个雅各因为耶路撒冷会议呢是当时保罗和希拉从外邦传教回来所带回来的一个很重要的问题，就是外邦人是不是需要守犹太律法这样的一个问题。为了这个问题组织的一场会，雅各是带领人。
And this James then, he seemed to be the chairman, or he presided over that council to answer the question,concerning the Gentile problem.
所以显然这个会议呢当中的组织者和主持人呢就是这个雅各，主的弟弟雅各。这个会议的目的是为了回答保罗的这个问题啊，外邦人需不需要按照犹太人那么来守律法。
Now, he wasn't a believer, until after the resurrection.
那主的弟弟雅各呢直到主耶稣复活之后才真的相信，才成为信徒。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 55, we read that he was the oldest brother, the firstborn of Joseph, the oldest half brother in the house of Joseph and Mary.
那我们来到马太福音呢，马太福音的13章啊，13章的55节呢就讲到了这个顺序啊，马太福音13章的55节就讲到主耶稣同母的弟弟们的年龄顺序，雅各呢是同母的弟弟们中间年纪最长的，是排行仅次于主耶稣的，所有的都这些的都是玛利亚和约瑟所生的儿女们，雅各是最大的。
So in Matthew chapter 13 verse 55, we have the first mention of this James.
同样呢，在马太福音的13章的55节，是圣经新约里第一次提到这个人，也就是主的同母弟弟雅各这个人。
And it says, is this not the carpenter's son regarding...The Lord Jesus. He says, and the question continued, is not his mother called Mary and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas?
我们读一下55节这一节啊，这不是木匠的儿子吗？显然是在指约瑟。他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？他弟兄们不是叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？
So it seemed from that he was the oldest.In the family, and closest in age to the Lord Jesus.
显然呢，他是在家庭里，主耶稣的同母弟弟里面最大的，而且年龄是和主耶稣最接近的。
Now, it's strange to believe that those brothers, having grown up in the same household as the Lord Jesus himself, they did not believe in him during his ministry on earth.
很有意思的是，虽然呢，雅各和这些弟弟们是跟耶稣从小在一个家庭长大，见到耶稣的见证，但是他们却在耶稣受难之前呢，确实不相信他。
And we read in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 7 and verse 5.
我们来看证据啊，约翰福音的第七章。
For even his brothers did not believe in him.
约翰福音第七章的第五节就讲了因为连他的弟弟连他的弟兄说这话是因为不信他，就是耶稣的弟兄是不信他。
But it was after the Lord's death and resurrection that the Lord Jesus personally appeared to his half-brother James.
那在耶稣受难然后复活之后呢，耶稣个人的向他的同母弟弟雅各显现了。
And so we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 5.
那证据呢，我们来看一节经文，就是哥林多前书15章第5节。
After the resurrection, he was seen by Cephas, that is Peter, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles.
哥林多前书第15章从第5节开始啊，这是指主复活之后显现的这些场合，并且显给基法，也就是彼得看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
So then it's generally believed that this James was the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ.
普遍的圣经学者都认为呢，这里提到的雅各也就是主耶稣的弟弟雅各。
And so having grown up in the house where that godly young man grew to maturity, he observed God living among men and he had the closest view of godly perfection.
所以作为一个年轻人从小看见主耶稣长大的过程，他有一个荣幸啊，是近距离的观察主耶稣在地上的见证，那完美生命的见证。作为一个年轻人，他从小也是一样长大的，跟着主耶稣。
And so his letter that we're going to study over the next few weeks is full of practical holiness.
所以他的信呢，满了都是非常有实际意义、操作意义的圣洁啊。
He continually preaches against hypocrisy and any kind of sinful living.
所以他非常强烈的抨击假冒伪善和任何形式的罪和败坏。
Now, go back to our verse 1 in the book of James, of chapter 1.
然后我们回到雅各书一章的第一节。
Notice what he says here. He doesn't identify himself as the brother of the Lord Jesus.
注意他怎么称呼自己，他没有把自己称为主耶稣的弟弟。
He identifies himself as the bond servant, recognizing that brother that he knew was none other than God manifest in the flesh.
那他称呼自己为主耶稣的仆人，说明他充分地认识到他曾经的同母的哥哥其实就是神自己了。
Now notice who he writes to.
注意他写作的这封信写给谁呢？对象是谁？
He writes to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
他写给十二支派，但是在散住在列邦的人。
We would take that literally, that he actually wrote to the Jewish Christians that had been scattered abroad on the day of Pentecost.
所以我们能够理解啊，因为这封信显然就是写给那些犹太的基督徒，但是呢，并不住在以色列，却散住在五旬节之后，散住在其他外邦地的，但是是犹太基督徒的这么一群人。
Turn with me to Acts chapter 2.
我们找一点的经文来看啊，使徒行传的二章。
And we break into the reading on the day of Pentecost, when the church was all gathered together, and the Holy Spirit baptized them into one body, came down from heaven and baptized them.
所以使徒行传二章呢，是在讲五旬节的时候，圣灵降下，使教会一次的在圣灵里受洗了。
Now, there was a great deal, there are a great many witnesses of this very strange event that happened on that day of Pentecost.
在那一天，五旬节那一天呢，有许多的人见证了这一个非常奇怪的现象啊，就是圣灵降下，人是受洗的这么一个现象。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language.
使徒行传二章五节，那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来，住在耶路撒冷。这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用个人的乡谈说话，就甚纳闷。
Now there were three feasts in the Jewish calendar when all the men of Israel were to come to Jerusalem to celebrate those three feasts.
那一年呢，所有犹太的男子要三次的上到耶路撒冷去庆祝节期。
And so there were gathered Jews from the dispersion from all different countries, 16 different countries and probably a dozen languages too that they spoke. But they all heard the words of the apostles in their own native language.
所以在之后的几节经文里，我们看见从各地来的犹太的人呢，他们从其他16个国家来到耶路撒冷，在那一天呢，其实他们大概有12种语言啊，他们要讲的都是他们的当地语言，但他们却因着这样的神迹啊，那使徒们讲了他们当地语言来讲的话呢，他们都听见了。
Now we read about Peter's sermon on that day.
啊，那一天呢，我们也看见了，听见了彼得的那一篇讲道。
Where he challenged the nation that they had killed their Messiah and they must repent and believe.
然后彼得也挑战了他们的这些犹太人啊，因为他们杀了主耶稣基督。
And there were a great number that were convicted of their sin and they believed in the Lord Jesus and then they were baptized. We read that in verse 41.
所以从这里一直到41节啊，你会看见彼得所传的这篇道是很多人很扎心的，当天就悔改了，当天有许多人因此得救受洗了。
And we read verse 41, then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
在41节啊，同样的使徒行传二章41节，于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。
Now these Jews represented members of each of the 12 tribes.
那这3000人呢，代表了这12个支派里众多的人啊，他们是从12个支派里出来的。
And they, when the Feast of Pentecost was over, they, many of them went back to their own country, to their own families.
然后当五旬节过完之后呢，他们又回到他们来的地方，他们家乡的那些国家。
And they would take with them this very primitive understanding of the gospel.
然后他们会把这最初的对福音的了解啊，也带回到他们所来的地方。
Now James had a burden for them that they might continue, and that their Christian walk would not resemble that of the Pharisees, which was hypocrisy, but they might continue in the faith.
所以雅各呢有一个很重的负担呢，他不希望那些初信的犹太基督徒回到自己的家乡时候呢，就变成了法利赛人那样啊，是口头的相信和假冒伪善，他希望他们呢能够活出真正的基督徒的圣洁的生命。
So he writes to them, because they're all Jews that were gathered there in Jerusalem. The early church was all made up of Jews.
所以雅各就写信给他们，因为他们都是犹太人，因为最初的初代教会的最早信主的一批人都是犹太人。
And so there were representatives of all the 12 tribes that went back to their own countries and went back to their synagogues because there were no churches formed.
那这都是这十二个支派在耶路撒冷得救了，又回到他们各自的来的国家，也每一个安息日要进到他们各自的会堂里去，就这么一批人。
Now we might ask ourselves, well, is this, if this letter's to the Jews, of the 12 tribes, I'm not a Jew, does it have anything in it for me?
然后你自然会问这个问题，哦，这封信写给初代教会的犹太人，但我不是犹太人呢，这封信是不是也写给我呢？
It's all full of very practical instructions, because in the church, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. And this message that comes from the Spirit of God through the mouth of James, specifically for the Jewish people, they also apply to you and to me.
当然因为这些都是非常实用的对基督徒的 教导，而且呢在主里不再有犹太人和外邦人的差别，所以这些写给犹太人当时的话语也一样适用在今天我们所有的基督徒身上。
Now, one other thing that we might mention, is that this letter was probably written very early, and most Bible scholars believe it was the very first of the New Testament writings.
那另外一点我们要提到这卷，关于这卷书呢，就是这封信应该是最早的，早期教会的一封信。很多圣经学者认为呢，这是新约书信按照时间顺序呢最早的一封。
And so, it was very, there's no mention of the church in here.
所以你会看见这封信里没有提到教会。
There's no mention of the doctrine of the gospel as it's later explained by the apostle Paul.
然后他也没有提到关于福音的教义啊，后来都是使徒保罗在他的书信里把这些教义能够显明给我们看的。
But it's certainly relevant to our day-to-day living.
但当然这对于我们每一天每一天的生命生活非常的有意义。
Basically, his main purpose is that faith is demonstrated in good works, and without faith, faith without those works is dead.
所以他的主题就是信心一定会显明在自己好的行为上，如果没有好的行为呢，信心就是死的。
And so, after his second birth, James viewed the life, that life that he observed as a boy growing up, as he saw that life as from God, and he submits to him, and he exhorts us also to submit to that life that was lived here on earth, that perfect life that pleased God the Father.
所以当雅各得救之后呢，他就回忆起他自己从小跟着那荣耀的圣洁的完美的生命长大的那段时间，所以他就把自己完全交托给主耶稣的生命，他也鼓励我们每一个人像他这样把自己的生命完全交给主耶稣。
Now let's turn again to the book of James, and we'll begin to do a verse by verse exposition of this wonderful little practical book.
那我们回到雅各书，我们要一节一节来查考这一卷非常棒的一个书信。
Verse 2.
第二节。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
二节到第八节，第一章，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Now, after those new Christians went back to their homes in the various countries in which they came from, they began to find that there was much opposition and many trials that came their way as a result of their new faith.
所以当这些初代信徒回到他们的家乡的时候，他们发现呢，有很大的拦阻和攻击啊，因着他们这新的信仰耶稣基督，他们面临很大的逼迫。
And these would be great challenges to the faith of these new Christians.
所以这个就形成了对这些新的基督徒很大的挑战。
And James he's concerned for them. And so he wants to write to encourage them.
那雅各呢，很关心这些人啊，所以他想要写信鼓励他们。
But so he says to them, count it all joy, he says, when you fall into various trials.
所以他写信给他们说，你们要以为大喜乐啊，当遇见试验的时候。
Now, when things go wrong in our lives, we don't usually treat them with joy.
当我们的生命里出现麻烦的时候呢，我们常常很难把它当作喜乐的事情。
But James is going to tell them that God's purposes through this is actually working for their better.
所以雅各想告诉他们呢，神借着这些事情是为了他们的益处而许可这事发生的。
So he says, count it joy because those trials, like a cloud with a silver lining, God is actually going to be working for your betterment, your good.
所以神说，雅各就跟他们说呢，这些的，就像一个云彩啊，但其实呢，它外面有金色、有银色的边呢，就是，神是有美意的，在所有这些难处里。
The it isn't any evidence of God's displeasure. God is not displeased with his people when that he is causing these trials.
所以神的本意并不是说他不喜悦这些人，所以故意使他们经历磨难，并不是这样。
As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus told his disciples that in the world they will have tribulation, they will have trials, they will have challenges.
事实上，主耶稣也告诉他的门徒，在世界里啊，他们会有苦难，会有挑战，会有麻烦。
Just as the Lord Jesus found opposition everywhere in his lifetime on earth, and he was the perfect man, and yet there was great opposition to him and temptations and trials.
就像主耶稣自己作为完美的人在地上的时候也遇到了极大的挑战和苦难啊、以及试探。
So when you have a test of your faith going through trials, it doesn't mean to say that God isnecessarily disciplining you or being displeased with what you would do with your life. He allows these things in order that our faith might produce the likeness of his son.
所以当你也遇见类似的事情，在你的信心经历试验的时候，并不等于你在被神并不必然等于你在被神管教啊，他不喜悦你啊，神要用这样的环境呢来熬炼我们的信心呢。
So these trials, they could be financial trials, they could be family trials, they could be health problems.
所以这些试炼呢，可能是金融财务上的，可能是健康上的，可能是家庭的关系上都有可能。
It doesn't mean that God is displeased with us.
那这不等于神就很不喜悦我们。
As I mentioned, we can depend upon these trials. They are certain to come.
换句话说呢，这些试炼哈、啊、一定会来啊，我们要对，要倚靠神呢、啊，在这些试炼中。
And just as we can depend upon tribulation and trials, disappointments, so we can depend upon God's wisdom and compassion.
那我们也会在这些试炼中呢，仰望神的爱、慈爱和他的智慧。
In verse 3, he says,The testing of your faith is going to produce patience.
第三节他说，信心经过试验就生忍耐。
That's the only way that we can develop patience is by faith through trials.
我们怎么能够生出忍耐呢？唯一的方法就是在试炼中啊，有信心等着。
And patience.Is that great quality of waiting on God's timing for him to work.
那忍耐就是那美好的品德，一直在等等神的时候做工来到的时候，我们就在耐心等。
And what is his plan for us?
那他的计划对我们是什么呢？
He says in verse 4,
他在第四节说，
But let patience have its perfect work,That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
And God in his wisdom has his plans and purposes for each one of us.
那神在他的智慧里呢，对我们每一个人有自己各自的计划。
And we know that the Christian is destined for glory.
我们知道主耶稣拣选基督徒呢是要为了未来的荣耀的。
That's God's ultimate purposes.
那这是主最终的目的。
That we are someday when we see the Lord Jesus as he is, we're going to be changed and we're going to bear his image, we'll be like him forever.
那有一天我们面见主耶稣的时候，我们的身体会改变啊，会像他荣耀的身体那样。
But meantime on earth,We have 70, 80, 90 years perhaps on earth, God has a plan for our time here as well.
但是我们在地上呢，每个人可能有70、80乃至90年的生命，但是呢，神对每一个人都有各自的计划。
And he is working through those trials, perfecting our faith as we wait upon him so that we might be perfect and mature, lacking nothing.
所以神在这些时间里让我们经历试炼，就使得我们的信心完美啊，不再有任何的缺欠啊。
In other words, through these trials, he is producing in us and through us the very life of Christ that he love, that his, that he loves to see.
换句话说呢，在这些苦难里，他也在我们每个人里面，借着我们显明出主耶稣那完美的生命，就是在我们里面培养出这样的生命。
You know, we sometimes want to do a great work for the Lord.
我们有的时候很想为主做一些很伟大的事。
But a greater work is his work that he wants to do in us.
事实上呢，更大的工作，更大的功呢，是他想在我们里面改变我们想做的。
And what is that work that he's doing is that we might be perfect and complete, mature, lacking nothing.
那就是他要使我们成全完备啊，毫无缺欠啊，让我们活出完美的生命。
And Paul writes about that in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28.
那保罗呢，使徒保罗是在罗马书的八章28节这么描述的。
Well-known verse, we hardly need to turn to it.
非常著名的经文。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
And the next verse, 29, tells us what that purpose is, that we might be conformed to the image of his son.
二十九节就讲了他的旨意是什么，就是让我们效法他儿子的模样。
Now back to the book of James, please.
好，我们回到雅各书。
But as we sometimes go through our trials, we can forget, what God is doing. We think that the world is against us, the devil is overcoming us, and God has forgotten us.
但是我们真的是在苦难中的时候，我们常常会忘记啊，为什么主要这么做？我们就觉得呢，整个世界都与我为敌啊，我被这事情快压垮了。
But so we have trouble, as to why, understanding as to why certain things happen.
所以我们会有麻烦啊，就是来理解为什么这些事情会发生的原因。
Well, God doesn't want us to stay in the darkness.
神呢，其实并不想要我们活在这黑暗中。
And so he says, if anybody lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it'll be given to him.
所以在第五节才会说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不责备人的，斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
God will enlighten our hearts and our minds as to his purposes for these trials.
所以神愿意点亮我们的心啊，点亮我们的理性啊，当我们不明白的时候。
And we can confidently, watch for God's working through these trials.
那我们也可以很有信心的看主的作为啊，借着这些磨难。
So, but verse 6.
第六节。
He says, but let the person, if you're having trouble, understanding why these things are happening, ask God for that wisdom, but it says in verse 6, let him ask in faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like the wave of a sea driven and tossed by the wind.
六节强调了我们如何向神求呢？要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
So that's faith in yourself, your own understanding. That's being, and also faith in God. That's being double-minded, of two minds, swinging backwards and forwards.
所以相信自己，相信自己的理性的理解，或者相信神的话，神的应许，我们总是在这两个里面摇摆啊，就像翻腾，海浪翻腾一样。
Oftentimes what we do is we say, oh, why is this happening to me?
有的时候我们这一会儿就想，哦，为什么这件事情发生在我身上？
And they say, well, that's a question you need to take to the Lord.
当然你这个问题可以把它带到主面前。
Too often we complain to our brothers and sisters.
但是呢，我们常常确实把这个问题来向着我们的弟兄姊妹来抱怨。
But we need to go directly to the Lord and say, Lord, this trial that I am going through, the job that I lost, Lord, what is the new plan that you have for my life? You know I need money for my family, that we need to be able to look after things. You know that. So Lord, teach me your way through this difficulty.
所以我们带到主面前该怎么跟主说呢？我们说主啊，告诉我啊，为什么这些事情会发生啊？因为你想要在我身上借着这些事情达成什么旨意啊？比方说呢，我丢了现在的工作，但是我需要，你知道我需要一份工作来养家，求你告诉我啊，我该怎么做？
So to ask in faith is to be humble and submitting to the will of God.
所以在信心中求呢，就是谦卑，把自己放在主的旨意中向他祈求，这就是在信心中求。
Don't forget we have a loving, compassionate Heavenly Father that knows what we need before we even ask.
别忘了我们有一个非常慈爱又怜悯的父神，即便在我们未张口以先呢，他都知道我们所需的。
And he wants us to be participants in the work that he's doing in us for his glory.
他也希望我们配合他啊，加入他在我们身上所做的工啊，这个事情里，希望我们能够理解配合。
But a double-minded person, that is vacillating or swinging between two things, putting partial trust in the Lord and partial trust in our own abilities.
那这个心怀二意的人呢，就是脚踩两只船啊，一部分的信心呢也放在主那，一部分呢还要自己保留一点，所以经常摇摆。
He says, somebody that doubts like that is like the restless sea with the waves bounding up and down. Nothing is stable in that life.
所以他举的例子就像海浪啊，看见波浪就是这样，一直不稳定啊，因为就像一直是在起起伏伏一样。
And so he warns in verse 7, for that, let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
所以他说，这个人，这样的人呢，不要想从主那里得什么，因为他是心怀二意的人。
Now, verses 9, 10, and 11 gives us examples of this.
所以第九节到第十一节呢，就给了我们例子啊，就是这样的，上面所说的这些情况的例子。
We have two examples. One, a rich brother and a lowly brother in lower circumstances.
一个呢就是富足的弟兄，一个呢是卑微的弟兄。
And so he says in verse 9, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation.
第九节他说让卑微的弟兄升高啊。
Now, this lowly brother, he might have just a very simple job. He comes from very lowly circumstances. But
这个卑微的弟兄呢，他可能有一个非常卑微的工作，是一个很低层的一个水平。
But this same brother, when he goes to the Lord and says, Lord, why am I in this position?
所以当这个弟兄他到主面前，他会说，主啊，为什么我会到现在这个情况？
I look around, Lord, and I see people with big houses that drive big cars, that go on long vacations in far distant places, and I have to stay and work day after day in this physical labor.
所以他会说，为什么我看周围啊，这些我认识的弟兄姊妹朋友呢，他们可能会有大的房子，大的车子，长的假期，舒适的生活，为什么我要在这每一天的劳苦中啊，度过这些时间？
And then the Lord reveals to him, my son, think of my son on earth, how he labored, he had nothing. The foxes, they had their holes, the birds, they have their nest, but my son had nowhere to lay his head. He was poor, yet for your sakes he became rich, that through his poverty you might be enriched.
那主就会把他带到主耶稣那面前啊，说你想一想，父神会说，你想一想我的圣子耶稣啊，他在地上的时候他过的是一个怎样的生活呢？那狐狸有洞啊，飞鸟有窝啊，人子没有枕头的地方啊。他本是富足，却为我们成为贫穷啊，就让我们因着他的贫穷可以变得富足。
And so this brother of low degree, he keeps his eyes fixed on those things above where Christ sits at the right hand of God, where his crown of glory was awaiting for him.
所以这个卑微的弟兄呢，就被主带到那天上的视角啊，看着坐在父神右边的那位主耶稣啊，那得着永恒的荣耀，他最终的盼望。
And then we have another example of a man that is rich, has great position in this world. The Lord has allowed him these great positions in the world.
那第二个例子呢，就是一个在地上富足，有很高位置的弟兄啊，那神许可他有这样的位置在地上。
Verse 10 and 11.
和第十一节。
But the rich in his, let him glory in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat, than it withers the grass, the flower fails, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits.
第十节，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在地上所行的事上，也要这样衰残。
And so the rich person, he can glory as well.
当然，这富足的弟兄，他也可以得着荣耀。
Not on those riches that pass away, that fade with time.
但不是在那些会过去的、会消残的事情上得着荣耀。
But he rejoices that he can follow that man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, that one who wept over an unrepentant world.
因为他最终会看见那忧伤的那一位啊，就是主耶稣啊，为了地上的世人的罪啊，忧伤的那一位。
That his Lord, who was rich beyond compare and shared glory with the Father, laid it all aside, that he might through his poverty glorify God the Father and be exalted far above every name that is named.
那一位他本来有极高的荣耀啊，极大的富足，他却降卑到地上啊，最终呢被动被神升高啊，直到父神的右边。
So the rich and the powerful, it's not in their riches and in their position or their power that they rejoice. These all pass away like the herbs of the field.
地上富足的这些人呢，他们所仰仗的这些财富啊，不会给人带来任何的荣耀啊，它都会像草上的花一样，最终都会过去。
And so the rich man can rejoice and glory in that he's following his Lord, and that the true riches are awaiting yet his future appearance with his Lord in glory.
那他真正依靠的真正带给他荣耀的是他的主啊，是主耶稣在永恒里给他预备的。所以地上的富人虽然有地上的财富啊，这些财富会过去，他真正的在永恒里的荣耀和财富是因着主耶稣而有的。
And then in verse 12.
然后在第十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those that love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
That's the profit of those testings.
那这个是因着这些试验而来的好处。
And here it says that once when he has been approved, that is, when his faith has been proven.
这里他说
in the trial, his faith in the trials, through trials has been proven.
所以他在信心经过这些试炼啊，得着验证之后。
We gain maturity now, and we gain a crown of life later on.
那我们就得着了成熟啊，属灵的成熟，也在之后的属灵生命里呢，会有冠冕。
Now, this isn't everlasting life. Which is received by faith in the Lord Jesus when you believe in him and you're cleansed from your sin and receive eternal life. That's not the crown of life.
当我们接受耶稣基督成为救主之后呢，我们得着的是一个永恒的生命。
This is the victor's crown that is given as a reward for a life of faith, overcoming faith.
那在这个生命之基础之上呢，我们的信心得着试验啊，得着验证之后啊，会得着这生命的冠冕。
Now in verse 13, the subject changes.
到第十三节呢，这个话题就开始发生了切换。
Although in the Greek, the word testing and temptation is the same.The context determines what type of testing it is.
虽然希腊词呢，这个试探和试验呢，会是一个词，但是呢，你从上下文呢，你能分辨出它是在讲什么。
So far, he's been talking about the temptations or trials that come from outside.
所以在这他到现在呢一直在讲试探啊，是从外部来的。
They come from the circumstances that we find ourselves in the world and the trials that we may find.
那一直在讲我们在这地上啊可能会找到的发现的这些环境啊构成的试探。
But now he speaks of another trial, another temptation.
那他现在呢切换到另外一个话题，另外一种的试探。
And it's the word that we normally use about temptation to sin.
那我们常常会用的啊，试探，引诱犯罪的试探。
And Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
人被试探不可说我是被神试探, 因为神不能被恶试探, 祂也不试探人。
As I mentioned, the trials that he spoke speaking of, the trial of your faith, that is outward circumstances. Here, he talks about the temptations that arise from within the old nature that as Christian has.
所以前面呢, 是在讲环境给我们很多的百般的试炼, 苦难, 那现在呢, 开始讲里面, 我原来老我的本性会给我很多的引诱, 引诱我去犯罪。
Yeah, it's important that we understand this distinction.
很重要，我们要理解这两者的区别。
Because we can sometimes blame Satan for the problems that we have on the outward circumstances, like Job, for example. It was Satan that caused some of his problems.
那比方说约伯所面临的就是环境，那撒旦在环境里给到他的逼迫。
But we can't blame Satan for the evil that is indwelling us now.
但是呢，我们不能什么事都赖在撒旦身上啊，因为如果是从我们里面自己出来的，想要犯罪的这种本性啊，这不是说撒旦在外部环境给的。
We inherited that old nature from our father Adam.
因为我们把是从这样的一个犯罪本性是从我们的先祖亚当那继承来的。
It's a nature that is opposed to God.
那这样的本性本来就是与神为敌的。
And off it's the source of every evil that proceeds from man.
那 这些就是一切的恶啊，引诱人抵挡神的一切的恶呢，都是从这个犯罪的老我的本性里出来的。And
God is not the source of these temptations.
当然神并不是这些诱惑试探的源头。These
temptations arise because of our old nature.
这些源头是因为我们的老我。
So we, God is not the author, of those sins. He does not tempt us. God does not tempt, us. He says, let no one say when he's tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
所以这就是十三节讲的意思了。雅各书一章十三节，人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。所以试探这样事情，源头不是出于神。Now
that phrase, God cannot be tempted with evil.
所以神不能被恶试探。
That's important to understand.
这个是很重要要去理解。
Because if he is not tempted by evil, nor would he tempt you and I with evil.
那如果他不被恶试探, 他怎么可能会来试探你和我呢?
But we read about the Lord Jesus that the devil tempted him.
但是我们注意到呢, 魔鬼啊, 在主耶稣在地上的时候, 魔鬼的确试探耶稣。
The Lord Jesus was tempted, but he was never tempted by sin, because there was nothing in him that could respond to sin.
耶稣的确被试探, 但是他从来不是被里面的罪来试探, 因为他里面没有罪。
He was tempted by the devil, but there was nothing in that holy nature that could respond to sin. So he wasn't tempted to sin. That is, that he could possibly sin.
所以他是被外部的魔鬼来试探，因为在他里面呢，他不可能犯罪啊，他是完全圣洁的。所以但是魔鬼可以在外面，就像耶稣的三次受试探是魔鬼在外面试探他。
Now, an example of that is that one of the tests for gold.
那例子呢是有一个因为金子而来的试探。
So you have a nice gold-colored ring.
假设你有一个非常漂亮的黄金的戒指。
It could be that it's some type form of brass.
那也有可能呢，这个不是金子，是某种的比较像金子的铜。
And so you want to test it.
你想要试验一下到底是金子还是铜。
So you drop it into a little vial of sulfuric acid.
那你把它放在一些特别的酸里啊，那个溶液里啊。
And very soon you'll find out whether it's true gold or not.
那然后你就会很快发现它到底是真金子呢还是铜而已。
The ring has been tested.
那经过这样的过程呢，这个戒指就被测试过了。
But the atomic properties of gold do not respond to sulfuric acid.
那黄金呢，它是对这些这种酸溶液呢是不会回应的啊。
It's proven that it's gold, as the Lord Jesus in his testing was proven to be the Son of God.
那之后你就证明啊，这是纯金。那主耶稣也是在测试之后证明啊，他就是神的圣子。
And so, God cannot be tempted with evil. The Lord Jesus cannot be tempted with evil. He was tested. He underwent the trials of testing, but apart from sin, so that he could know what it was like to be tested.
所以神不能被试探，但是神天父却把耶稣放在魔鬼的试探里呢，使他经历这一些试探，使他明白被试探是一个什么样的过程。
That he could now be a merciful and faithful high priest, having gone through the testing that we go through.
所以他经历了一切试探之后，他成为我们那有怜悯的大祭司，为我们代求啊，他就知道我们的感受。
So the temptation to sin does not come from God. At all, it comes from the inner man, the old man.
所以人里面出来的要去犯罪的这个试探呢，这个就不能说是从神来的啊，这是我们从我们的老我的本性里来的。
And when you or I come under conviction that we are a sinner in the sight of God, and we cry out to Him for mercy.We actually become born again by the Spirit of the living God.
当你和我呢，被圣灵印证啊，知道我们是罪人那一刻，我们呼求他赦免我们的罪呢，我们就重生了。
God implants into us a brand new nature.
那神就在我们里面呢，种下了一个完全全新的新我的生命。
It's His nature.It's His nature which cannot sin.
这个生命是主耶稣的生命，这个生命不会犯罪的。
However, He does not eradicate, He does not remove that old nature.
但同时呢，他并没有立刻去除掉我的老我那个生命。
Instead, how He deals with it is by His death and resurrection, He makes it of no strength. He removes the power of that old nature.
但是呢，他对待那老我的生命的做法是借着死亡和复活呢，去除掉这个生命的任何力量，使他不可能有任何的全能。
That's why Paul could say, "I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not, and the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me."
所以这就是保罗说呢。 当他活着的时候，就不再是我，而是在他里面圣子基督活着，因为他与基督一起同钉十字架。
And so Paul teaches in the book of Romans that we are to reckon ourselves dead to sin, the old nature, dead to that old nature. Even though it is resident there, we are to, in the new nature, reckon it to be dead.
所以虽然这个老我的生命现在在短暂的时间里还在呢，但是呢，保罗在罗马书告诉我们，我们要看他是死的，因为他已经在永恒里是死的，没有任何权势了。
But there's a problem that sometimes when we're tempted, the old nature is what's tempted, not the new nature.
所以我们被试探呢，其实不是被这个新我，是这个老我的生命会试探。
The new nature cannot be tempted because it's the very life of Christ.
新我是不可能被试探，因为他的本性就是主耶稣生命的本性。
And then verse 14,
所以第十四
节, we read this, the various steps to sin of the old nature.
老我是怎么把人带到最终的几个步骤的。
But each one,is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
第十四节，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
So there's the Christian now, and he's the old nature, and he allows the old nature freedom to act, and he is...There's the old nature lusts after the things of the world.
所以一个基督徒呢，当他任凭他老我开始在他里面掌权的时候呢，这个时候老我就会吸引他啊，去到世界那里啊，那世界有很多的私欲。
And rather than to reckon himself or herself dead to that evil, He allows himself to be drawn away.
所以一个基督徒如果不看自己的老我是死的，任凭着老我呢，开始在他里面有权柄的时候，那这老我就开始要引诱他啊，去引诱他做犯罪的事。
And so first of all, we have the thought of sin.
所以首先呢，我们会有一个犯罪的想法。
That is to be drawn away speaks of a process. It isn't something instantaneous.
对，这个不是一个立刻就犯罪的过程，它是有个过程，一个慢慢长成的过程，就像十五节说的。
It's like having weeds in your garden.
就好比你就好比你花园里的杂草一样。
If you allow those weeds, you look out your window one morning and you see, oh, there's some little weeds beginning to grow.
如果你穿过你窗户，你看见，哦，你说地上我的草有一些杂草长起来了。
And you say to yourself, oh, well, maybe after lunch I'll go out and pull those weeds out.
你说也许吃完中饭呢，我出去把这些杂草给拔了。
But then you got something else to do, and the next day comes around, and those weeds are a little bigger, and you put it off for another day.
然后呢，你今天很忙，可能就没有时间。等到再过一天，你再去看一下呢，它又长高了一些。
And then you forget about them, and they go to seed.
然后你又忘了它呢，它就开始要结种子了。
And now your whole garden is full of weeds, and all the flowers are hidden by these.Foreign plants.
然后你再拖一点时间呢，它种子就开始变了你的花园了，你的花就吃不到养分，全是变成杂草。
So we need to keep a close watch over our souls.
所以我们要很警惕的来看着我们的灵魂，就是不要让老我掌权。
You see, first of all, you have the desires, and then you get drawn further away by them.
所以首先呢，你有私欲，但光有私欲呢，不会停在这儿，你会继续往前进的。
And then you become enticed. You you dwell on them, it begins to look, those sinful desires begin to look more attractive.
你这个私欲呢就开始变得有诱惑了，看起来好像挺吸引你的。
And then in verse 15, then when desire has conceived, when those plants, when they go to seed, what happens?
然后到第十五节，如果这个私欲，这个这棵杂草开始结种子，那它会生出什么来呢？
Then what was just entered the thoughts in the mind unchecked, they become an act where you act in sinfulness.
所以你进入脑子里的这些负面的犯罪的这个私欲啊，如果你并不去去除它的话，它就会变成行动。
And sin then has dominion over your soul.
然后呢，罪就开始掌控你的灵魂了。
And what it does, it brings forth, then when desire has conceived, it brings forth birth to sin, and sin when it is full grown,brings forth death.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。
Now, this is not physical death, necessarily.
那这不一定意味着肉体地上的有形的这个肉体的死亡。
But the Christian who allows himself or herself to be overcome by sin is living in a death-like sphere.Or space.
那如果一个基督徒任凭自己的生命呢被罪抓住了，他就生活在死亡的阴影之下了。
That life of Christ, which glorifies the Father, which gains its reward, that is life. If a sinner is overcome by, or if a Christian is overcome by sin,That part, that time of their life is blotted out forever. It's as though that portion of his existence had died, and there's no reward, no eternal reward for that time. It's death.
所以我们本来得到的生命是荣耀的从主来的生命，但如果我们任凭自己被罪抓住呢，这样的生命在我们的里面就没有任何的力量，也不掌权。所以我们会使得，即便我们得救了，也会使得我们没有任何的回报啊，没有任何的奖赏，就是一把火都烧了。
So, the inner temptation, it's helped by this whole world system, which is against holiness. And the world system helped, backed up by the tempter, the god of this age, and the lust within our own old nature, they work together to produce death, which is the opposite of the life that we have in Christ.
那我们现在有的这个生命啊，这个老我的生命，它是和世界的引诱啊相呼应的。整个世界的体系是与神为敌的。所以当我们不去拦阻这里面的私欲呢，这私欲就会把我们带到与世界为友啊，但世界却是与神为敌啊，这么一个状态。
Now I must ask at this point in our time together, perhaps you don't know what I'm talking about a life in Christ.
也许呢，你不知道我在说什么啊？那我们在讲的是一个在基督里的生命是一个什么样子？
And you know, you have no power to overcome those sinful urges that are within your heart.
你没有力量来胜过在你里面的犯罪的那些私欲啊，所抓住你辖管你的那个状态，你没办法胜过它。
Attending these meetings and, or trying to be religious or even, being baptized, joining a church,All these things will not change that old nature within.
那参加这些会议，甚至去教会，甚至受洗，许许多多的这些方式， 都没有办法使得你帮助你呢胜过这老我对你的管控那个强烈的那个辖管啊。
You need a new power in order to overcome those temptations.
你需要一个新的力量来胜过这些试探。
And that power, the only power that is able to overcome those inner lusts of the world, the only power is the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ who paid for all your sins. And there, seated at God's right hand, he imparts a new nature when you believe.
所以唯一的能胜过的力量就是主耶稣，复活的主耶稣，他目前已经坐在了父神的右边，啊，他可以给你这些力量。
When you, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't just receive the man Christ Jesus who walked on this earth.
所以当你信靠主耶稣，你不单单信靠的是一个在地上曾经待过的耶稣。
What you receive is a life that is from above, that is given to us freely when we trust in him. We are actually born again, born anew.
那我们得着的是一个曾经在上，后来又降下，现在又升天的，这样的一个生命啊，它是能有胜过罪和死亡权势的。但是呢，它却在你里面给你一个重生的新我的生命，这个是我们所信靠的。
And then, verse 16.
所以在第十六节。
He says, don't be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow of turning.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
No good can come from sin.
在罪里不可能有任何的善行。
Nor can any evil come from God.
也在神那里得不着任何的恶行。
He says, every good gift, every blessing comes from God.
所以所有的祝福啊，美善的恩赐都是从神那来的。
The world and the devil, they will say, oh, sin is so pleasurable. Just yield and enjoy a little bit.
所以世界总是告诉你啊，罪很快乐啊，你去尝一尝啊，你去试一试，这是世界给我们的。
But every really good thing comes from God. Everything else that doesn't come from God ends in death. It's an inexorable, the process.
那只有神才能给美善的。其实呢，除了从神来的，只要不是从神的来的，最终一定会带给我们死亡和苦难。
So all those good things, the trials that we have, outward trials and circumstances, they are good. They come from good. Every good and perfect gift is from God.
So, 即便是我们在地上有外部的苦难啊，这些苦难是神安排给我们，熬炼我们信心的，这些都是好的。
And he's described here as the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow of turning.
所以在这呢，神被描述成众光之父那里降下来的，没有转动的影儿。
His unfailing goodness and his unchangeable purposes in grace.
他永不失败的美善和他从来不改变的他的目的。
God has no moods. He doesn't have any change of hearts. He's always, his heart is shining brightly for our welfare.
所以神不像人那样有各种情绪，神的心其实从来不改变，都是美善的，都是要祝福人的。
And then verse 18, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
在十八节，他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像出熟的果子。
So we've been born again, the Christian, been brought. He says we've have been brought forth or born again by the word of truth or by the word of God.
所以在这呢，直接在讲我们了，我们是。在神的真道中重生了。
That we might, what? Our purposes, that we might bear fruit that is pleasurable to the Father to consume.
然后我们的目的是什么呢？是让我们可以有结果子，然后献给神。
Christ was called the first fruits of those that slept.
那神耶稣被称为那初熟的果子献给父神。
First fruits really, in one sense, they're the first to ripen, the first in time.
那初熟的果子顾名思义呢就是最早啊在所有的收成里呢最早成熟。
But the meaning here is really first in quality.
那这里呢其实是在讲最早从质量上来说最早成熟的。
I was born in the Okanagan Valley of British Columbia.
他说他出生的地方呢是在 BC 省中部在那个 Okanagan 这个地方。
And it was famous for its world-class apples.
然后在那里呢有非常全地著名的这个苹果产地。
And they produced apples that were exported all over the world.
那这地方的苹果呢是出口全世界的。
They were of the highest quality.
那是非常高品质的最高品质的苹果。
And that's like us. We are first in quality of first fruits of all his creatures.
那我们就像这样我们就是在所有的受造里面。是品质最好的那个果子最早品质最好的。
And just as those apples glorified the famous Okanagan Valley, so we glorify our Father, bringing forth fruit to Him.
那就好比这 Okanagan 这个地方因着这些苹果而得荣耀我们也是因着我们成为品质很好的果子而荣耀栽培我们的父神。
So then, verse 19, and we'll end this at this. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
19节，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Remember how we started out tonight?
We, 记得我们今天是从什么时候开始讲的?
In verse 2.
第二节。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
说我的弟兄们,你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
And so James is saying, be swift to hear and slow to speak. Patience.For the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. The wrath of man, that's what we would, the old nature. We would strike out to those that would persecute us, to those that would harm us. But you say, no, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations or trials, knowing
所以十九节呢他就呼应第二节那雅各呢在这就告诉我们要快快的听慢慢的说慢慢的动怒就是要有忍耐嘛就跟第二节讲的忍耐的道理是一样的因为呢人的怒气呢并不成就神的义人为什么会有怒气呢当我们在苦难中当我们在逼迫里呢那自然就会很容易有生气发怒的对着一切要逼迫我们的人会有这怒气的可能。
That is, the wrath of man is the wrong reaction to the testings and trials of life.
所以人的怒气是一个错误的回应啊，回应什么呢？回应神给我们的 百般试炼的这个测试，我们不要用怒气去回应。
So tonight we'll end our studies there, and we'll pick it up next week, Lord willing.
那今天晚上呢，我们先停在这第二十节。下一周呢，我们主若许可呢，会从这里呢再继续下去。
We'll ask our brother Harold Summers if he will just close us off this evening.
好 ，Harold 弟兄带我们做一个今晚结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that we were here this evening, this morning.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，我们今天晚上、今天上午能在这里聚集。
You've taught us, Lord, that there is another joy. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, because there is a joy that it comes from victory, which the world knows nothing of.
主啊，您告诉我们一个很宝贵的道理啊，在百般试炼中要大喜乐。这样的喜乐是一个世人所不能理解的，完全不能接受的新的喜乐。
But Lord, our great prayer is that we will be kept from falling into temptation. We don't want to do that. We pray that you will strengthen us so that we can endure temptation.
主啊，我们的祷告是求您使我们远离那些试探，也加固我们，坚强我们的信心，使我们能够胜过这些试探。
And we're thankful, Lord, that the Lord Jesus appeared to James and his life was transformed. And though he was a doubter and an unbeliever for a long time, yet he became a wonderful man of God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您改变了雅各，虽然他曾经不信，但他却成为神荣耀的见证，他的生命全然翻转。
And Lord, we pray that you will do the same for us. Each of us wandered a long way away from you before we trusted the Savior.
主啊，我们也求您使我们有这样的生命。我们很多人，在认识您之前，在世界里，游荡了很久。
But Lord, as you changed him and gave him victory and joy and life, so we pray that you will do the same for each one of us.
主啊，您改变了雅各，给他胜利，给他喜乐和生命，也求您这样的带领我们。
Help us to believe you, we pray, and then help us to obey you.
主啊，我们祷告，求您使我们相信您，也求您使我们能顺服您。
So we ask all these things and give thanks now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们这样的祈求和感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.